WJW, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, W4DJW. Hey, it worked. Patrick confirmed I was getting in over there.
I programmed it in. I can't hear anything. I guess where I am, I'm either hidden or something. I'm not sure. I usually can have pretty good reception in this vehicle.
You want to try it again, and I'll watch for it. And there's two different kinds of tones. There's the ENC tone, and then there's the squelch tone. If you're using a Kenwood, it's CTCS tone and just plain old tone. Neither one of those is to be confused with DCS tone. So there's like four different tone types. You might not be using the right one.
You got a receive though, right? Or is they have a tone on that too?
No, you should be able to receive. You just won't be able to transmit. But I can go over there and transmit if you want to go over there and see if you can hear me.
And then meet me back over here.
Okay, well, I'm on both frequencies at the same time, so I'm going to wait just a minute for you to switch your radio over there, and then I'll throw out your call sign and my call sign and see if you come back to me.
Be hitting the button. N4ZLK.
W4DJW. QSY at 145.33.
Okay.
Hey, could you hear me?
Anything? I'm at 85 and 153. I can hit that other try-on repeater, and maybe it's up a little bit higher, but I'm not sure.
I'm not either, and I tried it with two different radios because I wanted to use separate radio for the simplex net than I used for, they're getting together 30 minutes before the net on that repeater. And I tried hitting that repeater on an antenna that's in the attic instead of on a 30-foot pole. So I've got a 17-foot collinear antenna that's 30 feet up in the air, and I've got a Ringo Ranger that's in the attic. The Ringo Ranger can't hit that repeater. The 17-foot collinear that's up 30 feet, it can hit it at 100 watts.
You've got a Ringo Ranger in your attic? You must have a pretty tall attic.
It's a 2-meter Ringo Ranger. They're not that tall. They're about 6 feet tall.
Changed, because I've got a 2-meter Ringo Ranger that my father-in-law had, and he probably got it in the 80s, and it's pretty tall.
My collinear wouldn't fit in the attic. It's 17 feet tall, but the Ringo fits up there pretty good. I mean, I use it for a lot of things, too. It's no slacker, but it can't hit the try-on repeater, the 145.33. It can't hit that try-on repeater from here, and that's with 50 watts.
It's a normal tone I usually do, 91.5. I mean, it's a normal. I know there's a CTSC or whatever in the DCS. It's the one I normally program. I was hoping I could program it in my personal vehicle and maybe listen. If I don't get off on time, at least listen to that part of it on the way home.
So Patrick could hear me on the Ringo with that one, and that one I think I was using. The squelch tone is T-TX, is what they call it on a Yaesu. On a Kenwood, they call that tone. A Kenwood has another tone that's the CTCS, and I think Yaesu has two other tones as well. But that's the one that I finally got to work that would bring it up. But it can talk on it, but it can't hear it from here.
Yeah, that's the one I use, the one that just says tone. In here on the Kenwood, so I've got a Yaesu in my personal truck. I'll try it when hopefully I'll be home before it even starts, but I'm not sure.
All right. Well, I plan to be there. Hope you get there in time. Be safe out there, though. Don't have any accidents. Try to get home in a hurry.
My kids call me an old man driver. I do have one more question. Did that tuner sell?
The one that I have has not yet. I think the one that Gary had sold, but we'll have to ask Gary to be sure. But I'm pretty sure his sold, but the one I've got didn't.
Remember which is which? Which one you had? It was the little LDZ or something like that.
LDG. I've got the LDG that's got the cord that interfaces with your radio. And it's 100 watt LDG.
I'm pretty interested in it, so I will work something out with you about getting a hold of it.
Okay, just let me know whenever you're ready.
If I meet you tonight, then I won't make it home for the for this, so I won't do it tonight.
All right, and I've got to be at the animal doctor tomorrow morning, but then after that, we'll play it by ear, because I do have one other thing I got to do tomorrow, too, but we'll play it by ear.
We can work something out tomorrow, and I can meet you after work, that way you don't have to drive out. I'd hate for you to do what you did last time.
I had Steve here last time. Steve did all the work.
I forgot about that, but you did drive to Easley one day.
Yeah, I forget. Oh, that was for Patrick. That was a different radio for Patrick. Right. Your radio went through Steve because he was making that trip over there already. And on that trip that I went over there for, I picked him up a radio and brought it back. So we, a two's compliment. It worked out pretty good that way. But if I need to go back over that way, I can.
I can swing by on the way home and meet you somewhere because I can go home that way too.
All right. Well, we'll try to figure it out tomorrow. I've got one thing that I don't know when's going to happen tomorrow, and it could get pushed to Saturday. But I know the morning's going to be taken up at the vet because the cat's sick and the dog needs a checkup. And two of them are going to take a little while.
Insurance for that.
Well, the cat's never really cost anything at all. The dog is always expensive. This trip happens to be the other way around. The dog's not very well, I don't know, checkups aren't cheap today's. But cat's never been sick before. Cat hadn't hardly ever gone to the... cat is no trouble whatsoever to keep up until she had something go wrong, and the dog is just all kind of maintenance.
They had a dog that loved her to death, and then she somehow damaged her back. We don't know how, and she started going paralyzed in her front feet. And we spent a good bit of money on her trying to get that worked out, and it never did help, so... They can get expensive.
Yeah, ours are those little Yorkie, and they have bad teeth to begin with. And they, if you don't take care of their teeth will be the end of them. So you got to take care of their teeth, and that can get expensive, taking care of dog's teeth. Anyway, she's worth it. She's worth every penny.
All right, I'm about to my next place, but I'll get with you tomorrow, and I appreciate it. Hopefully hear you tonight. And 4ZLK.
Sounds good. Catch you later. Catch you this evening in 4ZLK, W4DJ, WClear.
Shelby, this is Kilo Delta 9, Mike Kilo Romeo.